Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Oh, God. Ooh, it's a nice cold beer. It's an ice cold beer.
Oh,
ice cold God. Beer.
That's an ice cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you really need one.
Oh, dude. I would venture to say when I'm really thirsty, a beer quenches. It doesn't actually quench because I'm thirsty right after, but there's nothing more incredibly satiating than like a light beer when you're actually needing water. It's one of the better experiences.
The ultimate.
And you know me, I'm a big anti-water guy.
You're a big anti-water guy. Me, I like water. I thoroughly enjoy water. But there's times like, okay, the time that I'm thinking of right now is when you're hot, like tropics.
Oh.
You've been in the ocean and you're all salty and you have like the salt all over and you're like realize how dried out everything is. Like your mouth is dry from how much salt, your eyes are dry. And then you come in and you just chug like half of an ice cold, crispy, cheap beer.
And I actually also feel
there's
nothing better. And to add to your point, I actually feel like drinking water before you drink a beer ruins the beer.
Completely ruins the beer.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
you got to have it after.
Because a part of the beer experience is that like thirsty thing.
When you're so thirsty. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Sorry. When you're so thirsty, you can't even taste it. I don't know what it was, dude. Something. Ghosts.
Oh my God.
How have the ghosts in your house been?
We are not. I have not experienced a fright in a while. I will also say I'm not super tapped in. I feel like Jess will have noticed things more subtly where I'm more like, why is that whole bookshelf moving right now? I need much more obvious signs. So there's a good chance Jess would have noticed some things lately and I would be oblivious.
That's fair.
I'm more like, you got to hit me in the head.
You've been watching any scary movies because of Halloween?
What have I watched? No, I'm trying to think if I watched anything. No, but I'm a big horror guy, so I'm always down for it.
Becca and I used to be, and now she doesn't seem to have a taste for it anymore. Something about being a mom, she says.
Interesting.
She used to like watching true crime with me.
Okay.
Like serial killer
stuff. Sure.
Now, no, can't do that.
But what about horror? Like, which is like, you know, fictional movies or, you know, can based in real, but they're, you know, it's like a movie. She's not vibing on that.
I'm familiar.
Well, because I said horror and then you said true crime. So I'm trying to get back to understand. I'm trying to get on the same page. That's it.
I just mean scary stuff.
Okay, got
just
it.
Just scary stuff in general. Like she used to be down for like
familiar.
The
really. I'm familiar with the genre.
I've heard of it.
I've worked in that world.
I couldn't help myself.
It's okay.
No, she just hasn't been wanting to watch like scary movies.
So anything scary, okay. So it's not specific to like serial killer stuff.
Or
it's
she'll
just
be like,
scary.
She'll want to, and then I'll be like, okay, let's watch this scary ass movie. Like, and she's like, no.
Interesting.
I actually don't want to actually watch that.
Most people are just generally like for it or against it, but she's a late onset anti horror.
Yeah. Like I really want to watch The Haunting of Knob, like whatever those Amazon series are where they did like a haunted house series.
Oh yeah.
The Haunting of.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like the Exorcism of Emily Rose and the Exorcism of this and that. And
there's
this.
Okay. One of them that's like called like The Haunting of of Hill Street or something like this. It's supposed to be just like terrifying.
Are you afraid of hauntings? Like real life hauntings? Like do ghosts scare you? Do Ouija boards scare you?
Not through like my normal, day. If I'm alone in like an old house in an isolated place, shit will.
What about like a cabin in Iceland where people have been murdered? Does that scare you at all? Or
I don't know if Iceland's like that.
Yeah, that's kind of, I just chose a weird one.
What freaks me out are like those old dark wooden cabins with basements.
The basement is a problem.
The basement's always the issue. It's, and especially when they have like a boiler room or like one of those incinerators in the bottom of it.
Well, there's two. A basement or a big attic. Like, that's where the demons always live. They're always like, did you hear that upstairs? It's walking. Or what's going on in that door downstairs? It's always, the demons need a place to chill. And they can't be chilling and saving up their energy to scare you if they're next door.
No.
Like, they need a resting place.
Demons are never in the kitchen.
No, they're never cooking. They're like, you shocked me.
Never baking stuff in the kitchen. They're never like hanging out, reading the newspaper in the living room.
That's kind of my problem with the haunting thing in general, is I go like, okay, so are the scary spirits trying to scare you? And if so, while they're not scaring you, what are they up to?
Generally speaking, I think they're just up to having poor taste. Because think about the actions that they took in life were in poor taste. And their choices to haunt things in their afterlife is also in poor taste.
But normally what happens is there's a haunting because something horrible happened to them.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, 20 people were killed in this house. You know, a family was killed in this house 20 years ago. And then now they haunt you. So my question is, like,
victims haunting. I was thinking of, like, you know.
Oh, there's always,
like,
there's the killers,
the,
too.
The killer who has terrible.
Everyone haunts,
decision-making skills.
But it's interesting because I do think about, like, what are they up to all day? While they're, like, they scare you for a moment. But then the rest of the day, what are they doing?
Just probably like meditating to conjure, to think
of scary stuff to do.
Consolidate power.
Whoa. I was thinking maybe that's when they work on the scary stuff.
They're like creating.
That was really scary. Our last guest at the house didn't
mood
work.
Mood boards and flow Pinterest boards. Of like what's really scary.
Like when you jump out of the top, that scares them a lot. When you do the scream, they don't seem to react.
Like, hold on, let me consult my scare diary.
Right.
And see, okay, I got a 6 out of 10 here.
It's a scare team.
I got a 6 out of 10 for spiders. Spiders always get a good reaction.
Spiders get a good reaction. Snakes get a good reaction. You know what doesn't get good reactions? Is just walking by the window. They don't see it as much as we'd like them to see it.
Turning the lights, messing with the lights.
It gets them suspicious, but it doesn't terrify them.
No, they're mostly just annoyed.
They're more like, what's going on with the electricity here? And you know, when I've worked all day and I've been trying to scare these people and all I get is what's wrong with the electricity? Like, that doesn't do it for me.
No.
I need a blood-curdling scream.
I need something to make me feel almost alive.
And I also like in these movies, the demon or the ghost always loves ramping up to the end. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see a movie where the guy walks in and he just goes, hey, what's that? And he's dead. And they're
immediately
like,
dead.
The death of Jared. You know what I mean? Like, they never, it's always like a year and the demon's slowly coming out.
Like a family buys a new house and right when they walk in, all of them get decapitated. Yeah, right.
It's always a slow build.
There's no like,
what did you hear that? No, don't worry about it. 2 days later. What's that sound? Nowhere. It's like, it's always a build.
It's always
and
like,
I'm always like, don't the demons just go like, I'm either evil or not?
Drawn out torture process.
Yeah. And it's like, that's what makes me think the demons have like a sense of humor and kind of a playful way about them. I'm going to build into this tension.
This is what I was saying about poor taste, because all of that is in poor taste to me. Don't torture them.
But if they're evil, like, that's their thing. You know?
It's fair. I can't begrudge them.
They're kind of just going like, this is how we like, this is our like movie. This is our scary movie. Because what's a demon scary movie? They don't have one.
Well, they're like, I'm not going to do what you want me to do. Obviously, you want me to kill you immediately, but I'm just not going to do that because I'm a bad guy. I'm an evil guy, my guy.
I want to stretch it out, King.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to torture you, guy.
Right.
And make this worth my, it's making it worth our time. It's an experience. I want it to be unforgettable.
Yeah, this is for us.
It's for us.
I like that.
It's nice. It's more of an intimate thing. Being haunted is really intimate.
It's really a connection. Because
they've chosen you, you know? Like, you should feel special if you're being haunted by something.
A demon is realistically just wanting connection.
They could be, and they'll be with you through thick and thin. They may become your new best friend if you just change your perspective.
If you come at the demon with an open mind, there could be a friendship friendship.
Maybe they'll meet you halfway. But you know what? One thing? Do you know a positive note? You're never alone if you're being haunted.
That's true. Like, maybe there's some of this level of, like, let's say you've gone through a bad breakup and you really don't want to be alone. And the demon's there, I don't know, to just provide a little bit of camaraderie, a little bit of, like, a little bit of spice back in your life, a little more anxiety. So now you're not thinking about the ex. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about the demon. Mm-hmm. And the demon knows this. Man, I'm starting to kind of have, like, a little bit more of an interesting, different thought on demons in general. Or haunted people, or whatever you want to call them, the dead. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think on this.
I like that.
I'll bring it into therapy and kind of see where we get.
See where you get. Maybe we'll do like a seance in here and we'll just...
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But I'm willing to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. As long as the conversation's there. We don't want to close any doors.
And you don't want to scare me.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. I like this.
I like this. It's a journey for us.
Yeah.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros quickly. So I love things that will make my life substantially easier. I mean, obviously, who doesn't? But you know those things that when you finally find out about them or start using them, you find yourself thinking, how in the world did I ever function without this before? For me, that is stamps.com. I honestly cannot even remember life going to the post office, life before I started using stamps.com, because I have been using stamps.com for years because we love them and it is for good reason. We can be honest here. Going to the post office is never exactly a fun task, which is why stamps.com is such an amazing tool. It brings the post office to you. Everything you would normally need to go into a post office to do, you're now able to do right from your home computer thanks to stamps.com. You can print postage, compare shipping rates and schedule pickups, and even track your packages all the way through to delivery. No special tools required, just your home computer and a printer, and then you're ready to go. And by the way, if you run a small business and your next few months are looking pretty wild with the holidays and all coming up, Stamps.com is about to be your new best friend. Not only can you do everything that was just mentioned above, but Stamps.com also integrates seamlessly with most major online shopping carts and marketplaces. So Stamps.com just makes it as simple as possible. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code CHATTY for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code CHATTY. Okay, so here's the deal. Going into the fall and winter and a new school year plus all of the other little stresses of life sprinkled in, my body always starts to feel a little bit worn down somewhere in the next few months, which is why I want to really get ahead of things this year and make sure I get my body running optimally so I can hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, make it all the way through winter feeling great. And one of the easiest ways to know exactly what your body needs to feel its best is by using Everlywell's at-home lab test to help you figure out where your body is today so you can take action for tomorrow. Everlywell is amazing. They have streamlined this entire process, okay? You can pick from any of Everlywell's 30 tests and then do them on yourself right at home. So simple. So you just choose the test you want and Everlywell will ship your test right to your door. They have sleep and stress tests. They have heart health. They have STI tests. So many different ones. Then just collect your sample following the instructions and mail it back using the prepaid shipping label. And in just a matter of days, your physician-reviewed results will get sent to your phone or device and you can share them instantly with your primary care physician. And also, the nice part is, once you get your results back, if you're low in a specific vitamin or mineral, Everlywell offers high-quality supplements to help support your overall health, like vitamin D and omega-3 fish oil, both of which I actually take and I really love. And for listeners of the show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/chatty. That's everlywell.com/chatty for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/chatty.
Well, this was a very, very busy two episodes.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's just a mountain of insanity to talk about.
There is. There absolutely is. I, of course, took no notes.
Love that.
So
you're just freestyling?
Every time.
Love it. Love it. I do just want to start off by saying I love Brandon and Rodney's just like hype situation that I got going on, where Brandon's just like, you got this, dude. You're the man. Everything's going to work out for you.
You're,
man.
The You're such a good commodity dude. On the beach.
You're the hottest commodity on the beach, dude. Thank you, dude. Like, they're just like happy to, like, Rodney's just born happy. And then Brandon is madly in love, so he's happy. And it's just two happy guys being alive.
Brandon is just like, Brandon just wants everyone to succeed.
Brandon's like, he went to like, it's like the epitome of like going to a beach and then like going around the corner and realizing there's a secret beach. And you're just like, you guys, get over here. It's insane.
I wonder if he's a good trainer.
I'm sure he is. He's so positive.
But I wonder if he like pushes you or if he just makes you feel good.
You know, I'm sure he reads you.
Yeah.
He meets you where you're at, just like a demon.
It's fair. He's a demon. He's Brandon.
Well, he's an empathetic, sweet demon. The demon we're starting to fall in love with.
Brandon the demon.
I just love their vibe. It's just a nice little pot. Everything else is so negative right now and like just falling apart that they're just like this, hey, what are you guys
Everything
tripping out about?
Everything is actually going nuts right now. Nuts. And it kind of, it's really confusing. And
it's like, hard. Things are switching momentarily.
For me to like, I was constantly, I've been enjoying it, but I was also like, what? So many times.
Just like, wait,
what
did I miss
the
something?
Actual fuck is going on?
Insanity. Lace and Rodney getting together is hilarious to me because it is out of left field and like, but I don't know why. Like, why is it? Is it just because I don't know why it is? Because even Wells was just like, "That's interesting." You know what I mean? Everyone else on the beach is like what? Is that happening right now? But I will hand it to Lace. Like, she's just going for it, and we're just like, we're gonna make this happen. And Rodney's just like,
cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they both kind of seem like they just clicked into some sort of vibe. And I was like, okay. And then they're making out like minutes into the hang. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess if the chem is
and
there.
And my boy's getting oiled up massages.
Was getting a massage. And he's.
And their banter, that was cheeky at the
very
end.
Very cheeky.
When he's like, you know, he's being sarcastic, but she's picking up what he's putting down.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no missed. They're really on the same page, it seems like, with each other's jokes and sense of humor and like...
Yeah, it's not like one person's feeling trapped or like that Lace went after him, you know, and was like, no. I'm going to find someone to
no,
be...
No, they seem
like,
really solid.
It was actually like a really... It was like a good connection. But but Rodney's also like the nicest guy in the world that I'm like... I can either see Rodney like going all the way with her... Or just being like, hey, by the way, like, I just don't feel like we have a connection at all. And you'd have no idea because he's that sweet and kind that, like, you would just assume that everything's going great. But, like, he's so nice that you wouldn't know difference.
But Rodney, I also feel like, knows how to put his boundaries down and how to just be
he
like,
he wouldn't
hey,
allow
this
it to go there.
Yeah, this isn't working for me. He's not doing anything agree. He's not complicit in, you know?
He kills me, though. Like, Rodney to me is just, like, the epitome of, like, who should we call? Oh, let's get Rodney over. Like, he lights up the place. But when you see him walk in, you just like, I can just remember friends like that being like, oh my God, he's coming.
Dude, Rodney coming into the backyard is just like.
Everyone's like, finally, we can party.
Giant smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's here.
Like, vibes here.
Mm-hmm. Dude, like, he's the guy. He gets a lot of invites.
Everyone wants Rodney around.
Everyone needs a Rodney. He's the guy that make you go, whatever, it's okay. Work will figure itself out. Or
you're right, you know, man. You're right.
It's fine. And you go, dude, what's up with you, man? God, it's good to see you. It's like, wow, what are you on? Mm-hmm. What is so epic about life that you are this happy? It makes me just wish. We all need just a little fraction of Rodney in our lives.
Yeah, what's he on? That's what I want to know. What's he taking?
He's high on life, baby.
Fuck that.
Dude, I honestly think there's like things like this and with people where it's like not only can you change your perspective on things, you can work on being more positive or loving or open, and you absolutely can. But I also look at like, what's the stuff in your body that makes you happy?
Drugs.
What's that quote? I forgot who said it. It was like, someone said this quote. It said like, drugs won't make you have a good time, but why risk it? Or something like that. Oh no, drugs won't guarantee a good time, but why risk it? So stupid. No, serotonin.
Yeah.
Like I honestly look at like, we have a valve and everyone's like valve is set to a different level where how much serotonin is just shooting. Like I look at Ember and she's just happy energy 24/7. You can't turn it off. You can't kill that light. It's just shining. And I'm like, her valve is just way more open than a lot of people. Cause like I watch a Rodney and I'll be like, I want that. But it feels impossible. Like it that really type does. Of just positive energy pulsating. I'm just like, what is, how do you, can I have some? It's incredible.
See, this is where I can ascribe to the whole Buddha message of like, life is just suffering.
Because you're trying to rationalize why you feel the way you feel. And if you were to ask that to him, you'd be like, what are you talking about? Suffering, like, dude, life's epic.
If you're like, yeah, but also like, aren't we just living to die?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because we're trying to figure out why mortality, we don't have that.
Though. Mortality, Rodney.
Aren't you afraid of dying, Rodney? He's like, what? He's like, mm-hmm. No, man, then it's on to the next adventure.
Doesn't it just get to you? Like, doesn't it just get to you that like, here we are, paradise in Mexico, but like before there was this hotel, it was just free. Oh, it was right. Just nature, just right. Untamed
and this
nature.
Corporation destroyed
now
it.
Now we put this kitchen here.
This monolith of destruction, ruining,
death and decay.
And he's like, I don't know, man, you want to split a
just
margarita? And you're like, why aren't you getting negative with me?
We're making the world hotter.
We're gonna die.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna have to eat bugs.
So then we got Jared and Ashley.
I hate them. Jared and Ashley don't bother me as people. I think right. They're totally sweet as people. Why the fuck are they on this show? Why are we doing this? Because you know what? Here's the thing is ABC. Here's my big question.
Yeah.
Remember when we watched the Men Tell All or whatever the fuck it was and we were like, wait, we're not even seeing any rose ceremonies. We cut the rose ceremony so we could watch fucking Jesse... whatever his name is, advertise a yacht.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the shitty wine company. But they were like, we don't have enough time to do the rose ceremonies because Jesse has to do his yacht plug for the fucking carnival tours or whatever. And then we do, we get to Paradise and they're like, hey, there's so much content for Paradise that we're extending the Paradise season like through November. But it appears that the content we're watching is like this skit someone put together of like having these guys on the beach to like go into the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? What the fuck are they doing? Every time they're on, I'm like, the joke doesn't land with me.
Well, okay. I kind of looked at it. So at first I was also frustrated. So when I first saw them and they were kind of doing this whole forced thing, I was a little bit like, you're ruining, like, I want to see more of the show, not this. Because, by the way, it was a lot of time. I mean, honestly,
it's
it was
a
probably
significant amount
25
of time.
Minutes of them doing
total.
Their thing. Maybe
yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Like, a good quarter of the show was their date and stuff yes. Like that. And as sweet as they are, and it was a bit like, why are you guys doing this? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to kill time? Did you not have enough content? Like, I don't understand. But I also felt bad for them a little bit because it was like, it felt like an impossible job. To just be like, hey, you're not dating anyone. You have no drama. Be super entertaining.
Dude, even,
go.
Even the contestants.
It's a little bit like you could tell they were trying their best to be funny and quirky, but it was like, dude, like, what do
everyone
you
want? On the beach was even like, why are we like, yeah. What the
and then
fuck
like,
are they there
a
for?
A date for? And then dude. Everyone just goes like, what? But that's a good torture method. It's a good torture
I
method.
I appreciated it for that aspect, I have to say. But all of the, like, The skits that they were doing were just torturous.
I got two words for you. Creamy Caesar. Mm. That was wild.
That was just like, what is going on just here?
Farting dude? Constantly. And he goes, ooh, that one stunk.
It's not real. It can't be real.
I think it was, dude. The farting was real.
No.
The farting was real.
No, because, dude, I just don't buy that. Like,
you think okay. It was like fake noises?
Yeah, I do.
And then
I
they think were they like
all skits.
So you think they were fake farting?
All of it.
So how was he fake? How was she fake farting? Like,
there's sound putting it in.
No, but how is she doing the acting?
Maybe, then? Or she's just like, "Ooh, I farted," and they just did it in afterwards. Okay,
got it. Because it was so much, and it wasn't even just a fart. Like, it'd be one.
They were gross,
it'd be one,
dude.
No, but it'd be one thing if it was just a fart. Like, let's say she's in bed, she's sleeping, and just whatever. But the fact she's like, "Ooh." That Mexican food's really kicking back. And I was like,
oh, but look at this is why I'm like, it's fake. This is why I'm like, it's fake, is because he was so complacent. If I fart in bed like that, Becca gets, and I do it all the time, but she gets pissed
right.
Every time, like, she gets upset, it smells about
so
it.
So bad. Yeah.
And if she does it, I get pissed.
Right. It's not, no one like, wants that.
She's like he, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And,
well, because like, he was like scientific about it. He's like, oh, that one stunk.
See, and that's why it's not, that's to me is why it's not real, because Becca will get mad at me, but then I'll go, the mine are loud, but they don't smell.
Oh.
Hers smell.
Silent, but kill you.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, leave the room.
Right. You know, me and Jess don't fart in front of each other.
This is why I think it's all fake. This is why I think it's a skit. Why?
I think it's like we both aren't that way. Like, I've never, even with my guy friends, been a guy that's like, brr, like, I've just never, that's never been my thing. And at the same time, it never was her thing. So we both kind of have this thing where we're like, it's like it's not even like a decided upon rule. It's just more like we both are like, I think I don't want to do that. And it's like, I would say that most 99% of people do. But for some reason, we both on our own weren't like that.
I see. I got really bad about it in COVID.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Where can you
COVID,
go?
COVID, I stopped giving a shit.
Yeah, and where now, can you go?
I don't think I've recovered, because I have caught myself just in fully, like, public, just not.
Oh, like ripping caring. A fart in public thinking you're at home.
Dude, we did this camping, like, farm workshop thing over the weekend. And we were sitting there, like, some guy who's really notable in this, like, biodynamic world was, like, giving a talk to everybody. And everyone's quiet, and there's, like, 30 people around, like, listening. And
wait, you were at a biodynamic conference?
We were at a farm that does, like, I can't remember the exact term.
Oh, okay, yeah, got it.
Shit. Anyway. He's talking, and everyone's quiet, like, aptly listening, and I just literally just was, like, fart. Sitting here, just like...
And everyone turns, and it's just like...
Becca just turned to me, and I was just like, shh.
Like, if we don't
I was like,
show our
she
face...
She looked at me, and I was like, shh. And just, like, kept looking. And I, like, cut it off really quick, because I was like, oh, yeah, like, everyone's
yeah,
just
here. I'm in a crowd.
It's dead silent, and everyone could just, like, hear, and I was just like, Becca, quiet.
Like, don't react it, because else no one will know.
And, yeah, but it was like, you know, I forget. I just forget that you, like, can't do this stuff. I'll be around people I'm comfortable with, like, not my friends, and I'll just, like, let one go, and I'll just be like, oops.
Right.
Just like, oh, yeah, I forgot, that's rude.
Right.
There's, like, itching, you know, itching your crotch when you're not supposed
to. Yeah, just very, like, at-home behavior.
Yeah, like, if I was at home in my PJs, but just doing it, like, just casually talking to somebody, and just be like, oh, yeah, shit, my bad.
Sorry. I think that's what I did like about Jared and Ashley, is even if that wasn't real, like, they played into the fact that they're, like, down for this stuff. It was funny to me, like,
that's
that they were just kind of, that she was just down to just be like, oh, whew, creamy Caesar, like,
this insane. Is where I appreciate their vibe,
and they fall asleep during sex or whatever, like, all that stuff was very, like, just, even if it was fake, it was like they didn't shy away and go, like, I don't know, it's too embarrassing, or that's weird,
don't
it was the show that, like, made it weird. They should have made that whole thing, like, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Like,
there's,
it should have been a
so
quick little blip.
Many parts of the show that I am, like, just upset with the producers on.
Like, what bugged me was the Wells thing, where he, like, did another, like, once upon a time, they were on the show, and then they met each other. And everyone's like,
Wells is really pissing me off this season.
You know what it feels like? To me, it feels like he's lost his edge. like back in the day, it felt like he was kind of on the show, and then he kind of had this like bad boy. He was going to bring up stuff that was interesting and kind of say what he wanted to. Now it feels like he toes the party line and he kind of like does what the show wants him to do and like is kind of dancing for them. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, he used to kind of be like interesting guy. You go talk to him. He was the guy that you just went and talked to when you're having a hard day.
Yeah.
It was a kind of a cool moment. And he would like bring up interesting.
Now he's
just like, I'm going to do what the company said. So it just feels much more like a plant.
Now he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, and he's kind of rude to kind of judge people's situations and stuff.
His advice is bad, and he's just kind of a dick. Like, yeah. I'm not liking, I don't know. It was just, like, weird. Like, on the last episode, he was talking, he's like, oh, here's what you go do. You see the cabana bed over there? You just take her to the cabana bed, and then you start kissing her. And then you start using your tongue. And it's like,
yeah, like, that's weird, man.
That's really fucking weird.
Very weird.
Advice for you to be giving.
And then when he did say that Lace and Rodney were weird, it was kind of like, hey, man, it's okay to think these things, but like,
why are you?
You're judging them and telling them that just because you don't see them normally together, they're weird.
Also, he started all the drama around Sally.
Yeah, he was the one that like built all the thing around her. And the, so, yeah, it's like, that's what makes me feel like he's lost his kind of like him being himself on the show and more like he's a plant for the show where it's like, oh, the producers are going, okay, we need you to drum up some drama for this and drum up some drama for this. Okay, I will.
Dude, also, it just shows you how petty this stuff is because obviously producers were pissed at Sally.
Right.
For so what they she needed was doing, to like so they get just her back. Smeared the shit out of her.
Right.
Before she even came on.
Smeared her, set up everyone to hate her, attack the whole thing.
Like,
yeah, it was like a smear campaign from the get. She would have had to like push through everything in order to stay on the show.
No one would have none of this would have been brought up. Mm-mm. She probably would have stayed on the show.
Yeah.
None of it would have been a big deal. Obviously, like Justin was there,
right,
ready to go.
Right.
And then they're just like, yeah, no.
It was a setup from the get, obviously.
Obviously, just like Genevieve is going to take that bait and right. run with it. I don't want to jump too far ahead because yeah, sure. I have more I want to say on the whole Genevieve situation. But
I mean,
Wells.
Oh,
is,
oh, one funny thing about the Jared Ashley thing. Do you know how Ashley pees in the ocean?
Remember dude, that was one of the weirdest things.
No, here's what I was trying to say. Ember does the exact same thing.
Yeah, but Ember is five.
No, but it's funny. She'll go and she'll sit down on the shore, pee in the sand, and then the water comes up and washes it away. So it was so funny watching her do it. I was like, it's Ember.
Does she pose? Ember does. Does she pose like her though? Did you see her like posing?
Yes. Well, no, she doesn't pose, but she'll do the thing where she like sits with her butt, like she her like she's not sitting like yeah. this. She's sitting where her legs are like crossed, and she's just kind of squatting. And then she waits, and then the water comes and rushes up, and then she gets up and runs back.
See, what was weird?
She's like, I don't want to go all the way in the water.
It's like, dude, just go in the water and get your like look like you're just getting your legs wet or something. But what's weird to me is like when you sit down, the pee is just rushing down there. It's right. like you're not clean.
Well, no, and then the pee's have, all like, over your bathing
pee
suit too.
And sand and water on you now. Like you didn't, it didn't get rinsed out.
But maybe she doesn't want to be cold in the water.
It's
or gross. Something.
It's not cold. It's Mexico. It's true. Like mid-70s and it's 100 degrees outside.
I thought
everyone's
it was cute though because I just thought of Ember and
bullets.
I was like, that's what Ember does.
Well, it's cute. This
maybe
is
she's
thing,
always
is,
done that as a
here's
kid.
Here's the thing is it's cute to me if Ember does it because Ember is a child.
I don't know. Something about it made me laugh.
It'd be like, you know what it'd be like? It'd be like if me and you went
pulled
into
our
the
pants
urinal
down.
And we put our pulled our pants down to our ankles.
I just still kind of think it's funny, though.
At the urinal and just
yeah,
did
like
that.
I always do it this
you
way.
You just come in and just my bare ass is out in the urinal, just like, hey, dude.
But it makes me think that she's been doing that since she was a kid and then she just never changed it.
If you did that, I would like, I'd start like dialing the police while you were peeing like next
if
to you.
We were like walking. Just on the beach, we're talking, and all of a sudden I go, hold on a second, I just sit down, and then the water comes and rushes up, and you go,
I'd call the cops.
Like, what did you just do? Oh, just Pete.
I would call the cops. I'd be so mad. I would call the beach police
call
on
the authorities?
You. Yeah.
Excuse me, he just peed in the sand, not
did
in
you
the
see?
Water.
You should have seen how he peed. Arrest this man now.
Let's take this man in.
It's a crime. It's criminal what he did.
Somewhere. It's a penal code.
Yeah. I like that. I like what you
like
did
that?
There.
You like that little pun? It's pretty good. Hey, I'm a dad. What's cracking? You liked it. It was good. It was quick. I mean, I was on it. Whatever. No big deal.
It was good. It was there. It landed. That joke landed.
That was a good joke. Mm-hmm. Should I take that to the stage?
ABC will publish that for sure. It's better than whatever the fuck they have going on.
Genevieve Justin. I just liked that she said, you know, I just thought he was like bro-y. And then I kind of realized there's more to him. That killed me. That was such a great line.
That did kill me.
Because it wasn't even like, yo, I thought he didn't. It was just like, I thought he was just kind of like a bro. And then I'm like, oh, he's more than just a bro. And I was like, justice for bros, dude. Let the bros shine. He's fuming.
I did say, here's the one thing is I did get, what I understood for Genevieve was the like, he makes me feel special.
Right, like where she's feeling maybe Justin is kind of
she's like
back.
I'm not getting it from you. I'm right. Not getting like the affirmation that I want from you.
Right.
She's
right.
Basically just being I'm needy in this way.
Right,
and that's not it's something you're into. He will resist that.
Yeah,
constant need for like validation. He's not into that.
Right. Well, what's interesting is I was thinking about this. I was like, oh man, like there's two types of situations. There's the one, what happens with Genevieve and Justin and Shanae and Logan, right? And then there's the, like, Teddy and Andrew, where it's like, if you don't really vibe with someone anymore, you're like, I'm so sorry, I don't vibe with you anymore. And I feel really bad about it, and I'm sad. If you still really like someone, but you're frustrated that you're not where you want to be, that's when all the other stuff happens. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like, so for Genevieve, the fact that she's like saying all this stuff, saying all, and then kisses him and then regrets it, all this stuff. It's like, because she clearly is like still very attracted to him, still likes him a lot. But like, she's pissed that like the things aren't happening that she wants. And so it's like, you see that tension.
Genevieve is just an absolute mess on the beach to me. Nothing she does is clean. Nothing right. She does is clean. It's all of it is sloppy.
It's interesting. So then, and dude, I gotta say, I mean, and Aaron, it's like when Aaron was watching them, him and James, I was dying because they were just doing the whole like, "Yo, you see him? What's going on?" Yeah, I don't know, nothing. Just hand on the leg.
The way James and Aaron were talking to each other was that was precious to me
all time. Because it was totally just so like, good. Yo, is she looking over here? You know, I know. I think she likes me.
No, and James's insight.
She's not looking at us?
James's insight to their conversation was killing me too, that he was just spot on.
Yeah. I love, when I think of James and Aaron and them watching Genevieve and Justin, I just think of them like, I want to be in the room when they're like getting ready to go to the club. Because it's just like, hey, brother, you got this tonight. You know you're the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know you are, right? We smell good tonight. We look good.
We both PR'd.
We're undeniable right now. Tonight is our night. And then they cruise into the club and they're sitting at their table and they're like, is she looking? Yeah, I know. I saw her. 10 o'clock? Blonde? Yeah, I saw her. Don't look. Like, it's just, like, it's the classic, like, archetype. Like, Genevieve, is she touching Justin's leg? Yeah, don't look.
They're like the best kind of bros.
They are, dude.
That's the thing.
They're just like positive love bros. They just love each other. And they're mm-hmm. just, even when the whole Genevieve and like, when she regretted the kiss and then went back to the room and he's like, yo, James, can you give me the body wash? You know, the one that smells good.
Dude, that was
one of my favorite things ever. So, like, James knew which one he was talking about. Because yeah. Earlier they had a conversation where they were smelling each other's body wash. And he's like, I like that one. The one that says Dark Knight on it, Old Spice, also, that one smells the best. Grab me that stuff.
They also have the thing where, like, James answers the door and he's like,
can I help you?
Doesn't know if he can come in.
he's like this in his towel. He's like, can I help you?
Can I help you? He's like, well, Aaron's in the shower, actually. I just thought.
And then he's like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, can I talk to Aaron? He's like, like, I felt like he was about to say, I don't know, can you?
I know. That's what I thought. Because I just love that, but like, if we backtrack to that, I love that Aaron, like, that James is like, dude, this is like total flashbacks to like last time.
Yeah, with Thomas.
And then it immediately happened. Right. And then she has to come out and be like, oh, I didn't even think about that. And it's like, doesn't matter. You just...
So disrespectful. You think I'm going to take that?
I thought...
Dude, I'm going to go take a shower right now. Give me the smelly body wash.
I was like, yes, this is why...
That killed me. But he handled it like a champ, I will say.
He handled it well. He was
like,
I
totally get it. How things happen. Like, I care about you. And I will say, like, as crazy as she has been, I do feel like it was a genuine mistake and a genuine, like, apology. Like, you know what I mean? You know when you make that mistake and you see your ex again and then you guys kiss and then you're like, what am I doing?
He was so funny to me when he was talking to her and he was like, what'd he say?
He's like, that's weird.
That's weird. And he, dude, I was dying on that because it was. It is weird.
Yeah,
and it was a total flex on Justin's part. Justin knew exactly what he was doing.
You mean, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Making it, getting her to kiss mm-hmm. him right in front of Aaron. Mm-hmm. That was like, he's calculated on that. But I love it. Aaron knew shake just his confidence. Jumping quick, just being like, that's weird. That's a weird thing to say. Like,
what do you say?
That's kind of desperate too. Yeah, that's weird. And then he's like, what was he, when she's like, well, do you think he was just like, was that just like an angle? Whatever. And he's like, obviously. And he's like, I just like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. He's like judging his game. That's weird.
Be respectful. Okay.
Be respectful.
All right. And then the next morning, dude, Aaron bossed up. The next morning,
dude,
he just walks right down, gives her a hug and a kiss right in front. He's just like, oh, okay.
They know what they're
playing
doing.
This game.
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
get it, bro. You ain't just bro.
Dude, and he's, when she's like, you don't give me the attention that whatever. And then you saw Aaron the next morning
give
just
her all
being
the attention.
So cutesy and giving her all the attention. And Justin's just like fuming.
He got bad.
Got big time.
It was messy, but their whole dynamic was so messy, and there's both sides. The whole thing was mess. But I will say, I think the real champion is just Aaron.
Yeah,
because he came in and he's like, "Yo, I like you. I'm gonna go after it."
Here's the other thing, though: is the moment Sally showed up, it was obvious to me that Justin was just waiting for that
because of how he felt when she left.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just seeing that whole situation when he was like, "No, like we talked at Stagecoach." There is obviously a vibe there. Made out, kissed at Stagecoach, and then didn't see her until that time. And it was like when Genevieve was just like, yeah, I think he's just mostly pissed of like the rose and all this, of just like, it's really not working out for Justin.
Yeah. I did. That's where I felt bad for Justin, was like, okay, you guys fell off, but like, he still deserves a chance to get with someone, you know, like
he hasn't really done anything wrong.
Right.
It's like just, none of it's panned out,
but it's because I think she's still into him, you know, like there's that thing. And it was so funny. I died when Sally walked down and Sally just looks right at Aaron and goes, if you go on a one-on-one with her, I will kill you.
Yeah. And he's like, babe,
he's like, whoa, I don't even know
he's
her.
He's like,
chill.
Okay, babe. Like,
she took all the trauma from the Justin scenario and just brought it right into her relationship with him.
Like, she's like, I'll kill you.
If you even look at her, I'll kill you. He's like, whoa, I don't even know her.
Just be respectful, babe.
I don't even know her.
If she asks me, I have to be respectful.
Listen, babe, nothing will come between us. You don't have to worry for one second.
Chill, baby.
I'm not going to be weird.
Chill. You want to go take some fireball shots with Wells?
Let's go see what's cracking with James. You're like, babe, we hung out with him every night last week. I know, but he needs a friend
right now. Let's double date right now. Him and Shanae.
What I love is like, I like the idea of him, of Aaron and Genevieve getting together and like living together. And then like her having to like sit him down and like, you need to break up with James like this. And he's like, babe, listen, James needs me right now. Like, he didn't get the promotion he thought he was going to get. He's down and out. He needs someone to be there for him.
You know who he called, babe? Me.
He could have called anyone.
Me. He could have called any of his boys. He called me. He's throwing a line out and he needs me to grab onto it.
I am a fish, babe. And he's fishing for a friend right now.
He's drowning right now, babe. Drowning. And instead of the boat throwing him the line with the flotation device,
right?
The PFD, personal flotation device, babe. Right. He's got it, but he needs to throw the rope back to me to pull him in.
I'm the captain in this scenario, babe.
and I've got to pull my first mate who's overboard.
And let me just get this straight, babe.
On board, babe.
Let me get this straight. You're okay with drowning then?
You're okay.
You're okay with him drowning.
You're okay if his mental
health. I just
want to
hear you say it. Let him drown.
Tell me that his mental health doesn't matter and I'll stay here.
I'll do it. I'll stay. If you were saying don't let him have a flotation device.
Just I might as well kill my friend, right?
Yeah. I love this idea because, you know, like if they were to get together, like she'd have to have that conversation because he's just with him all the time, talking to him all the time.
They'd live together.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh, babe, I assume, or like they move in together and she's like, and he's like, I'm looking for a 3-bedroom. She's like, why?
Well, well, we're not going to kick out James.
Well, James will live with us forever, obviously. And then whoever he's dating will obviously move in with us.
Just be like, no,
I assume this.
They look for a 2-bedroom. So that she can have her own room and him and James can still be together.
He's like, dude, James has night terrors. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? We have to have bunk beds.
He can't sleep on the top. What do you want me to do?
Once James falls asleep, I'll sneak out and come into bed with you, babe.
It's totally fine.
Sometimes I get scared. Sometimes he gets scared.
We're there for each other. And listen, babe, it's no offense, but when I'm scared, like, you're not going to be able to protect me. You're not strong enough.
Listen, babe, it's just...
Babe. You don't know the type of body wash I use. How can I trust you? I just love the idea of him like and James being like, listen, we're a package deal.
I do love having a friend like that, though.
Oh, dude, that's
you're
amazing.
Like, that's the dynamic. It's the best. It's like
ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Shanae and Genevieve, we're best friends. Just like best friends now.
Dude, Shanae holding the power in that relationship is hysterical to me.
I don't know, though.
Like, dude, when Genevieve was apologizing to her or whatever, and Shanae was just sitting there like, okay. Like, yeah, let's see where this goes. I was like, dude, she is just... The way that she deals with these relationships, like in the triangle that she's in,
right,
is just... masterful. It's fucking wild to me. Like, she gave Logan no assurance whatsoever.
What's interesting, though, is yes, in regards to how she's dealing with the guys, masterful. But I do feel like Genevieve and Shanae are now operating in the same world because Shanae comes in and is talking with Genevieve. And Genevieve is telling her, like, yeah, Justin didn't give me enough attention, so, like, I'm realizing that Aaron's my guy, blah, blah, blah. And then Shanae's like, you know what? Yeah, same here. I'm going to do that, too. He's going to get a piece of my mind. And then runs off and just starts getting at Logan. And Logan's like, what? She's like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. And he's like, wait, what?
Dude, what I love, though, is when Genevieve is talking to her about Sally and talking all this shit about Sally... And then Shanae's like, well, let's get over there. Let's go talk to her. Yeah. Gets over there. Shanae doesn't say anything.
Mm-mm, sets
let's
her up.
Let's Genevieve just start doing it. And Shanae just doesn't say a
so
thing
that she doesn't
and
look
doesn't
like the
even
bad
back
part.
Her up.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what's masterful. That's and then when she does the thing with Logan, she's like, yeah, it's nice to see you stepped your game up a little bit.
Oh, and when after his like scuba
yeah,
date. Yeah.
When she just goes a little bit.
Yeah. Kept him on the
hook. And she's like, it's nice to see you. Like, you know, she's like. And she's like wraps her legs around him, but she's like clearly, dude, his face during all that was like, dude, you are like not even.
He's lost all swag.
Dude, he doesn't even seem like he knows that he like, he's saying all this stuff. He's like, yeah, like I only have eyes for you. And then when you see like his face on the other side, he's like, God, I hope that worked.
Yeah, it's like he's tired. Dude,
it's fucking weird. I don't like.
Now he's kind of just like demoralized or something. And
yeah,
it's very strange.
My, yeah. Not rooting big time for Logan.
See, I don't feel negative or positive about Logan. I just feel like, dude, where's the mojo? Like, why aren't you going up? Why aren't you going for it? Like, why aren't you fighting for this thing
I
you like?
I just thought the way he let Haley, was her name?
Yes.
That was just
bad. That was brutal.
That was just straight mean behavior in my mind. Cowardously mean behavior. And then this thing is just like, dude, are you lying? Like, you trying to stay on is one thing, but lying and manipulating to stay on is like a totally different thing.
Oh, you mean previously?
just in general, like, you see people doing whatever they can do to, like, stay on. Like, you know, we'll jump around a bit, but, like, going into the Kira situation. God, Kira coming back. That was... But she, what, oh man, I don't even know if we want to get into
That's what
right
I call
now.
Beautiful chaos.
I loved every single second of it. But the way that she's not saying things that she's not willing to get behind, I guess. He's saying things that are like, it's like when we were saying on the, what's his face? On the last, just the fucking season just before BIP. Where
Layton?
What's his Tony? Was it who the fuck was it who we always said would start saying things like he's falling in love with a contestant or whatever? Like when things were starting to go bad for him, he's just like, "You're just the most amazing," and like, "I'm falling in
Tino.
Love with you." Tino.
Yeah, it's that kind
of shit where it's like it seems
it's
like
reactive,
what,
not proactive.
It's what that's what Logan seems to be doing to me is the more so like, let me just say the right thing right now and just pray to fucking God that works.
Yeah, he doesn't seem very motivated at all.
No.
He just seems very like, I thought I should try now. So I think he's like almost like a kind of out of it, lackadaisical. Like he doesn't have the mojo like he did in the beginning of the show.
He's like, I lit these candles and threw a bottle of wine in the pool for you. By the way, the bottle of wine didn't even have wine in it. It just, I put a shitty bracelet.
It had my bracelet that I had on.
It had this like shitty fucking spandex bracelet that I had on. And then I just put it in there and then I gave it. To you. I'm going to say it's my lucky bracelet, but it's so lucky I'm giving it away.
Right. I thought one thing I did like though was the fact that he said he was a
scuba guide.
No, was it scuba?
A snorkel
guide. And I was like, to be honest with you, in my ideal world, that sounds like one of the funnest jobs of all time, where you're literally just like, take the boat out. And you're just in the water all day and you're just taking people like cruising around and like snorkeling around. Like, guys, over here, there's some fish. Come check it out. And you just dive down and grab. I'm going to grab the starfish and show you guys. Like,
this octopus just crawling on the floor here. It's amazing.
That sounds like my dream job.
I had
just to be in the water all day, chilling, taking people snorkeling sounds incredible.
Me and Becca's friend Taylor were snorkeling when me and Becca went to Cancun, and it was so fucking fun. Becca like didn't want to do it, and so me
snorkeling?
And her friend Taylor were just like drunk snorkeling.
Snorkeling's
and we
amazing.
Were, like, it was the most fun snorkeling I've ever had. We were like
snorkeling's awesome.
We were just picking up big ass shells
and
just cruising around
it's
for
so
hours.
Fun.
Dude. We were having a blast.
Love a good snorkel.
It was so funny.
I think I talked about this before. I want to get into scuba.
Yeah, scuba.
That's my
would be
next
cool.
thing. I've never scuba dove before.
It freaks
and I'm
me
like,
out a little bit, but
I don't
I
need
think
to go 200
really
feet.
Cool.
But like my whole thing would be like, I'm even if it's 20, 30 feet, just be able to stay down there for long. Because whenever I go snorkeling, I'll dive down 15, 20 feet and be like, oh, and then the second you reach the bottom, you're like, I got to get back up. I want to be able to cruise down there for 20 minutes. And like,
I would only scuba if I was like armed to the fucking teeth.
I
went like
a weapon?
Multiple knives and a harpoon gun.
Just in case there's like an animal that attacks you?
Yes!
Yes!
A gigantic
eel
sea monster.
Okay.
We don't know. We literally don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't need to go 200 feet down. I'm talking about like just, you know, when you're going out like on a snorkeling boat and then you see the bottom and you're like, oh, I want to just be able to hang out down there
swimming
longer.
Swimming through kelp.
That's creepy. The kelp forests are scary.
You could get lost in there. A seal just pops out of nowhere
and just wrecks you.
That's when I went like a seals, scuba though. Knife and just knife the seal and just be like, get
Why?
Away from me.
It's a seal. They're so
because
cute.
Because he would have scared me.
Because he scared you?
I'd be in the water. And then the problem is then the shark would be attracted to the seal blood.
This is dark.
And then it might mistake my flippers for a seal and then it would attack me.
I think you need to talk to someone. This is problematic. Don't hurt seals. They're cute. They're sweet babies.
Seals are sort of cute.
They're
dude.
Sweet babies.
Seals are cute and then they open their mouths and you're like, this is not cute.
They jump on your boat. They jump on people's boats and just chill. And people will while they're
uninvited.
When they're running from a shark. That's what they do.
Once in a while they're running from a shark. Other times they're just trying to catch a free ride, just freeloader.
I love that. What, talk about genius. They're like, dude, these people won't mess with me. I just jump on their boats.
Fishy breath seal. It's a shark food. When I see dolphins in the water, I'm excited. When I see seals in the water, I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh, because you're afraid that sharks are attracted to
it's
them.
It's literally what they eat.
Right. Okay, I understand that. It's like where a seal is, a shark is kind of thing.
Pretty much.
I get that. Let's see.
They also, they're just gross to me, dude. Like, I don't want a seal to bite. Like, I just have this vision of, like, a seal biting my toes. And I'm just like...
Weird.
Dude, I
don't... You don't want them to hurt you?
No. They're, dude, I've had one pop up by me, and I've... It's like, dude, they're freaky.
I love it whenever I used to surf.
Big old black eyes just, like, comes up out of the water.
Oh, I love it whenever I used to surf, and they'd be, like, in the lineup, and they just cruise around. They're so cool.
No, see, that's literally... Hi, and that's just, like, when cruising. I absolutely don't want them around me. That's when I want dolphins.
I love them all. I think they're all cool.
I would rather have just a lone shark accidentally in the lineup than seals and then a shark.
Got it. Because you don't want them confusing you with the seal.
Yeah.
Understood.
Maybe the shark's just there to have fun. But if a seal's there, no.
Scary.
No.
Just to wrap up the Logan and Shanae thing, I thought it was hilarious when she walked up to him and was like, what's wrong with you? Or like whatever she said. Because that hit the second that she did that and he's like, what? Was like, it made me think of like when people wake up from dreams that felt really real to them, and then they get pissed at their partner for cheating on them in their dream, because it was like realistically he had just been sitting there and then she had been worked up with Genevieve about him not doing all these things, so then she cruises up to him like hot, frustrated about all these things, and he has no idea it's coming, and so she's like, what's wrong with you? And it was like waking up and your partner looks at you and just goes, fuck you.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You're like, you cheated on me last night. You're like, what are you talking about? You're like, well, it's not real. Like, you're an asshole.
It's real to me.
It's like, what? You can see a surprise on his face. He was like, what? Oh, okay.
Except here's the thing is I don't want Logan to get the message because I want James to succeed there.
Yeah.
I really he has want a this to
Aaron
pan
and James
out for
have,
him.
I mean, there is a vision.
I want it to pan out for them.
But if that pans out for them, that'll be the deterioration of their bromance. It's a deterioration. I mean, it's a funeral.
I think Shanae would have an easier job deteriorating their bromance than Genevieve would.
Dude, the whole Michael Sierra thing was super gnarly. I felt so sad because she was so sweet. And he was just like...
She was so sweet. I understood exactly where Michael was coming from.
Yeah,
though.
No, for me, there was no fault. It was just like so heartbreaking. I was just like, oh.
When
my
I was
God.
Watching it, the moment she said it, both Beck and I were like, they're done.
When she was like, and I can't wait to move in and be your stepmom with the kid and a whole thing. You mean that whole conversation?
When she like expressed her fantasy of what being this like stepmom was, and he was just
and
like,
he goes, yeah, totally. And he just saw him go,
just like, yeah, that is a wall.
Oh my gosh. And then I felt so bad when the constellation thing happened and everything, and she bought the stars for them, and then like she presented this like beautiful picture of like, it was just so romantic and amazing and like sweet, and then you could just tell that like he's like already ready to kind of cut it off, and then she then goes
it
out
does
of her way to
make
be kind,
me wonder though
so
like what are you doing there then, dude?
Yeah, like...
Like, what are you doing if you, like, keep having this... If we keep... You were on the show and you brought up, like, that he just doesn't really know if he's ready. And now he's, like, being like, yeah, like, I just... You know, like, I really need to learn how to love again. And it's like,
yeah.
Dude, people are supposed to leave this thing engaged. Maybe. Not, like, you're here just, like, trying to deal with shit. When we're going back to the Sally thing and she's like, dude, there's plenty of fucking people here for the wrong reasons. We're just not going to go into it because that's not my
that
business.
That was interesting, right? It was
like, I'm here for me. And it's like, yeah, maybe he's like, you know, and I like him. I'm a fan. But I'm like, bro, what? Like when I hear him talk about where he's at emotionally and like in terms of being ready and available for commitment, I'm like, you should not be here on the beach or on the show. And he's said as much many times. So I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
That's my two cents on it. I like him. I think he's a cool dude, but I do not at all think he's ready to get engaged with someone.
I also
even if it's a fake engagement.
I could also just see it though, like to be real, like
you know when something's just missing with a connection with someone, and then you're fishing for what it is because everything on paper is perfect, and so you're trying to assign what it possibly could be. I bet he's like, hey, I've had a lot of trauma, I've dealt with, it's really difficult, all this stuff, and then he's kind of going like, maybe it's that, maybe it's a couple things, but I would bet that like there a chunk of it is just straight up like because like you said, if it was just purely that, like maybe you wouldn't be there, but I think it was probably just a piece of like a little too fast, and then maybe there's just a piece missing. You know, and I can't really put my finger on it. Kind of like a Teddy thing. Kind of just like a, hey, I can't figure out what it is because on paper you're perfect, but like there's something missing.
But if he had just said that there was a piece missing, that's totally different.
But I don't think he realizes it. I think he's assigning it to like maybe what he's going through. But like at the end of the day, like the fact that he's still staying there after she leaves probably just shows that there was a piece missing.
I just don't.
You feel like there's something more or that he's, you know.
I just don't. I think no matter who it is, he's not going to let up.
Yeah.
Because here's the truth is, dude, he's not going to get engaged to anyone before they meet his son.
Of course.
So what the fuck are you doing there?
He's probably just trying to figure it out.
It's just going
to
be a thing where he's going to be like, look, like, I really like you. Like, he's there to fall in like with somebody. Like, even fate. It's all, I don't know. I'm just like.
Who knows?
It does not sit well
with
me.
We can't psychoanalyze it, you know, but
that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing as the audience is just ruthlessly psychoanalyzing these people. Look, I'm just picking up the pieces that they're putting down.
Right.
Okay.
Let's get into this. Pizza Pete. like he's two parts. Well, he's one part amazing reality TV. And then it happens to be like, brutal also, like he came back and he became that guy, and I was like, no,
all of it is just utterly perfect,
dude.
Perfectly delicious to me.
I was so stoked on the idea that like Pizza Pete is gonna pull Britney.
Same.
I was like, no way. I was like, he's gonna do
she was
like,
so excited to
dude,
go on
she
the
was like
him.
We had a great conversation, we had weird chemistry, like we had a vibe,
and he's got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, and I was like, is this happening?
But then here's the thing is, I love
he just
his
found
character.
A way to ruin it immediately.
So what's the first thing you notice about me? She just, goes, your eyes. And he goes, that's it. Tell me something I don't know. I was voted best eyes in high school. All right.
It was
it's
like,
in my
it
yearbook.
Was like,
that
it,
is shit is.
It was like him being like, listen, I know I'm beautiful, but I'm more than just a beautiful body.
Dude, his drop of like, yo, like you like, we're going yachting, babe. Like, pff, dude, like north typical day. Me and the boys, like, pff, we'll just get a yacht. Like, I got a jet ski, dude.
Yeah, I like how you compared a jet ski to a yacht.
Pff, you look like a mermaid.
No. You look cute. You look like a bright mermaid. You know, my biggest phobia, not living my life. Like, I don't even know what that means.
When he was talking about different kinds of pizza, and he was like, dude, like margarita.
The classic
just like
margarita.
Classic. It's so refreshing.
Refreshing.
Just, that was.
No one ever ate a pizza and thought, that's refreshing.
I loved it.
Hot cheese and sauce is the opposite
I
of refreshing.
It. But then here's what is A, like his conversation with Shanae when he's like, dude, 18 karat gold right here, these diamonds. This is like, dude, he's talking about it. She's even like, okay. And he's, dude, I think it's so funny.
Like
how
we
just
always
like,
say, he represents that MTV 2003,
dude,
just like reality
just comes
TV guy.
In on it too. And then he is completely unfazed by it. And when he comes in and they're like, how'd it go? He's like, well, look, like we had conversation was flowing. I'm obviously talking.
He's like, I'm obviously like killing the flirting game. He is saying like, it's his yacht. It's like, it's the Bachelor. It's like the Bachelorette franchise's yacht. Everything's bills paid for them. He doesn't have any of that stuff. How come you didn't hook up with me? Because I took you on this great date. It's like, no, what?
Insane. He can take it and rewrite it to just being like, bro, she's not here for the right reasons. What do you, and they're like, so what do you think she's here for? Like here to just get Instagram followers? And he's like, you tell me. You put it together.
Yeah,
you do the
know.
Math.
It's not my job.
You do the math, dude.
He's like real insane. And like, it is fascinating to me though. Like you can go, okay, it's a character. It's a whole fake thing. But you're like,
there's these moments in there where you're like, I don't think it is. Like, it feels way too real.
I mean, when he comes home and he's like shunning Britney, like, that's super shitty. You know what I mean? Like, I was so bummed when he did that, because I was like, oh, I like this like funny character.
No, I mean, like,
and then he did that. I was like, oh, dude, you could be this like hilarious pizza guy. And then you took that turn. You know what I mean?
I wish Casey would roast him to his face as much as he's roasting him behind his back. And I do agree with you.
Yeah, it was like,
for not liking him. Dude. Like, if she's not into me, like, she's not here for the right reasons. And that is shit that I'm like, that's a whole different level of like.
His logic is like, the only reason why a girl wouldn't be into me is because she has a problem.
Yes.
Like, it's like the ego is so insane that his brain goes like, it has to be the fact that she has problems.
You know, when you hype your boy up and you're just like, dude, like, you have a lot to offer somebody. If she can't realize that, it's her loss,
right?
Her mistake.
And yeah, you're right.
Or like, if you're talking to your girlfriend and you're like, if he doesn't realize like what a fucking gem you are, like, then right. He needs to pack his bags and move on, you know? And that's it. But it's like, he's telling that to himself.
he's his own best friend.
There's a dark side to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm bummed about.
I don't like the weird, petty.
Yeah.
And I also like the things that I didn't like was like when people were talking about Sally, it was like, like, James, why are you talking about Sally?
Right.
This was like one of the few times when I'm just like, James, shut the fuck up. Like, you're out of your element. You don't know what you're talking about. Genevieve, you don't know what you're talking about. You're believing a story and you're quoting a story where, again, you think the ABC let a PA sit in a locked trunk for 4 hours.
Right.
That's the story that you're putting all your eggs in. That's the basket that you want to put all your eggs in. That's what you're going to invest all your emotion into and your perspective on this person. Even though she's like, yes, I talked to my ex. I work with him. We have a job together. Also, why does she owe you any explanation? Anything at all?
Right.
Why do you think Sally owes you anything? And I love her just basically being, yeah, this, what you're doing right now, all of this is why I missed 3 flights.
Now, the real question. Because
this place sucks. And so do all of you.
So my question is this. Do you think that the producers knew? Well, obviously they knew what they were doing when it came to like setting her up. But I'm curious if they thought she was going to go home again, or if it was like they were just trying to get her riled up so that she would be unhinged and then they could get some good content out of that. Or do you actually think that like they thought, oh, this is going to be perfect. We'll send her home again and it'll be this like.
No, like, I think they thought that she was going to have like solace in Justin and that she would have been on the beach and would have been just constantly making Genevieve and the other girls uncomfortable.
Because if that is the case, it is the ultimate power move for her to just yank the chain.
They needed her to stay on because there is so many guys. And they just brought in more.
They just brought in Pizza Pete.
So it's like there's 5 or 6 guys.
More.
No, I mean like there's...
There's 12 guys. There's, I think it's 7 guys, girls.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 5 or 6 guys going home.
Right, yeah, there's like way more guys.
So they needed her to stay on the beach. They did not want her to go home. They didn't want Teddy to go home. They definitely didn't want... not Serene.
Sierra.
I find Sally iconic though for the fact that she did just twice. Has just been like... fuck this and just went home.
It was wild when she went home again. I was like, dude, I mean, you can't take this franchise on a ride more than you have. You did it the first time, then you cancel 3 flights, then you do it again.
Yeah,
it's like the ultimate, like, yo, you can't control me.
If she ever had doubts about it, the moment she sees these episodes of them like having this fake suitcase come on and be like, oh, we found a dildo in it and like all this stuff.
Yeah, because if she would have kept going, then it would have been like this whole like jokes on her thing.
Just like, dude, like, way to dodge the bullet, way to take them for a ride.
Right, right.
And stick it to them and frustrate them. I am here for it all day.
Now, the only way she could have stuck it to him the farthest is fall in love and get engaged at the end. That would have been the ultimate.
Now, the only thing I think this is... first off, is there anything more that we want to get into before we get into...
Get into what?
My favorite, absolute most favorite cherry on top part of the show, which was the end.
Okay. The last thing I want to talk about is the Jacob and Jill love story.
Mm.
They have this like just surprising connection that Jill, you just did not see coming.
Here's the thing with Jill is Jill to me is like, she could be tuned to anyone's pitch. Like,
you mean like she's flexible? Like she can kind of find her connection.
Fucking anybody, dude.
So, isn't that interesting how some people are like that? Like some people are like, I have a type. And then some people are like, just available to like all different types of personalities.
She'll match whoever's personality.
Like anyone she fought, like she does, like you're saying she doesn't really have like a type. Like you can't, like if you didn't see her every 3 years and she was dating different people, you would have no idea who's showing up because she's able to kind of like flex like that.
Yeah.
So then what you're saying is that it's more of a surprise that, I guess, Jacob, I think they're both kind of that way.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, he confuses me because Jacob's actually smart. Like, he's pretty quick on some stuff, but he just says some outlandishly dumb shit.
Like, he kind of paints himself as, like, the Tarzan.
He always is, like, making these jokes and making light of the situation. Like, when they're in the tantric workshop and she's like, what's your favorite thing about Jill?
He says the buttocks. And you know that, like, the lady was probably asking about, like,
you could have personality, said
like, her sense of humor, her ability to not take herself and too seriously. And he just goes, but.
And yeah, but.
And then, so then she has to go, like, oh, we're going physical.
Your arms, they make me feel safe. And
like,
he's even like,
she took a twist on it. Like, that yeah, was actually exactly. a really cool That's thing what, to do.
I mean, I did like how he then, when he was affirming her later, I was like, that's nice, but it's like he seems like he just wants to deflect any serious moment into a joke. But when he's in, like, I imagine when he's in his work part of life, he's very serious.
Interesting.
Because also in these jokes, the jokes he's coming up with in the one-on-ones are like, dude, he is quick on it.
Yeah.
And he's landing them. They are funny.
I mean, we see like previews of him making out and stuff like that. So that's going to be a bummer. I hope that he doesn't hurt her because she is really sweet.
And
she's really sensitive. You know, she's really sensitive. And like, I do feel bad that like, if that happens, that's going to suck for her. But I do feel like there's something like, I don't know, like sweet about them. Like they don't have kind of like, I don't know. They're not playing games. It feels like they're being honest. It's like, oh, it was like adorable, you know? And that was kind of an unexpected love. And I was like, oh,
everyone was very happy about it.
Yeah. It's just not looking good in the previews though. I'm seeing a lot of crying and I'm seeing a lot of making out. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Jacob has to have some game that we just don't see on the,
I think he does.
Everyone on the beach was like, bro, he's the funniest dude. Yeah. Here. Everyone likes him.
He probably is. Like you said, he's really funny and he's smart, but he plays the kind of Tarzan thing, and it's charming.
The stuff we're seeing in like the pressured moments is just like, I don't think we see enough of him in just like a chill setting. It's like we see him when like the pressure's on in these like one-on-ones and there's cameramen everywhere, and it's sort of like, I bet you he's actually like, when they're doing like one-on-one moments, like when the camera's not on them, I bet he's like a totally fucking different person.
Right.
And then when the camera's on, it's like this embarrassed, like, let's make a joke of it. Right. Like kind of a funny thing.
Oh, interesting. Like a defense mechanism.
Yeah. That's my guess.
It's like a deep psychoanalysis of his like, okay.
Well, cause I'm like, dude, if he's constantly being the like, hey, my dick's out guy.
Right.
I'm wearing the covering.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that is usually like, that's creepy.
Okay. The final moments of the show.
This is probably some of the best content we're ever going to see.
Wild.
Incredible. My other icon coming back.
We did not see Kira. I was hoping we'd see her again.
To the nines. Heels. Takes the heels off, throws them over her shoulder. Comes in. For Jacob.
Fresh off the best date he's ever had, like fully connected. Could not be a worse time.
With none other than Jill.
Yeah, that's where I felt it was a producer setup. Because I was like, they're trying to torture her. Like, every time there's someone who shows sensitivity in the show, the producers are just like,
blood.
They smell blood in the water, dude. And they were like, call Kira. Jill's a little too happy right now. Jill's smiling. Get her back.
Get her back.
Tell her to go after Jacob.
And then I just loved... Anyway, I really liked what Kira... What was funny to me in that conversation was Kira being like, that is not how this goes. She's like, that is not how this normally goes. I don't get shut down like that. And it bothered me. And so I'm here.
She's like, let's do a redo. Something's off.
What are you going to do about it? And I love, dude, who the fuck knows where it could have gone? If what I love is Brittany was like...
Interrupted it.
Jacob's an idiot. Jacob, and he's going to screw this whole thing up. Don't ruin this. And she shows up, Jacob, what are you doing? If I'm very convinced if she hadn't have done that, Kira could have driven that whole thing into the ground. Or could have
like kissed him and then...
If she had gone in to kiss him, he's not going anywhere. He would have fully kissed her back, regardless of his day with Jill. 1,000% he was not stopping that boundary. He was not.
I do love Brittany, like mama bared him. Like she literally saw, and she's like, he's talking way too long to her. And at some point, like he held her hand or something. And then Brittany's like okay, I'm taking this into my own hands. And just walks right over to it. Dude, Brittany's a G.
Straight up.
Brittany is a G. She's curved two awkward kisses. Didn't let the pressure get to her. Said, absolutely not. I'm not going to give you. If you're creeping me out, I'm not going to let it happen. She's super cool. And then she goes out of her way to be like, I'm not going to insert myself. I'm not going to like talk shit on someone. I'm just going to go in this one moment, protect my friend. And she goes, I know this guy. And he's giving off scary vibes right now by like talking to her this long. I'm going to go over there and protect my girl and save them both from themselves.
What are you doing? And then he's like, what? And she's like, she just went up to her room, dude.
Like, you've been talking way too long. And like, he's like, what
are you doing?
And then he all of a sudden goes, hey, by the way, like, I don't really like you at all. And like, you need to leave. Like, all this stuff.
Yeah, and but he's like, obviously, in this moment, I need to be going and comforting her right now.
Yeah, it was like, I don't want to be in trouble. But it was, dude. it was like, bro, like, why are you talking this long with her?
He didn't know any better. That's what I'm saying. And if she had gone in for the kiss, he would have totally accepted it.
You really think so?
Yes, I really think so.
I don't know if he would have. I just felt like he was playing the like nice guy role where he's just like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, she came all the way here and she likes me. I don't like her, dude, but like, I was trying to be nice.
Jacob right now is like...
He's a loose cannon.
Dude, he is not committed to anybody. And Jill is totally fooling herself if he thinks that he is like eyes on her.
I'm nervous of that.
Not just because of what we see in the previews. No, just because like, of who he... What we see from him, dude.
He's got that vibe where he's like, I'm here for not a long time, baby. I'm here for a good time. He's kind of got that
exactly.
energy.
Exactly.
I know. I kind of feel that too. I feel so bad for Jill.
That's where I'm like, him and Kira are actually kind of like...
My favorite part, though, is that she just gets off the bed. Just walks right over Romeo. It's just like, hey, so like, what's going on with us? Like,
that was what I wanted to get at.
It's a legendary
The entire conversation with Romeo was... That was... Romeo looking at her. And she's like, I feel like we have unfinished business.
2 seconds after she just came in for another 2 seconds guy after. Shut down.
And what I love is she starts it where she just goes... Do you wish you'd given someone else your rose? Because the girl you gave your rose to, Jill, yeah, she's with Jacob, and you're just left alone. Dude, so the
legendary TV.
I just love that she at first makes him admit that, yes, he goes...
He should have picked her.
He goes, for me... I forget what he said exactly, but he was like, yeah, that didn't play to like me... Giving Jill the rose didn't play into Romeo's like favor at all.
Yeah.
Which was really funny for like her to just be like, can we just admit like, you know, that didn't work out right for you? And then when she's like, let's give us a second chance. And he's like, yeah, great. And she's got him right where she wants him. And she just goes, are you ready to leave paradise with me right now?
You know what that was? It was like a sales seminar.
I literally was like, dude, his pause,
it was 2 minutes long.
The healthiest.
He literally is just like,
where he's like, can't tell if she's fucking with him or not. And she's, dude, the look that she gave him and the way she held it of just like,
she looking, held it.
Dude, she just looked was at just smiling. Looking at him just like so beautiful, like her big eyes.
Yeah, and she's just like,
just like, are you going to leave paradise with me?
And he pauses so long. Like it was.
And she's looking at him so sultry and just like, are you going to leave with me?
And then he just goes, and then she goes,
so?
Dude, and he literally,
with me? And he goes,
his brain, he goes,
all right.
Oh, dude, and then when they're in with producers, Romeo's smile in his face.
It zooms up on his face.
Dude, and he's like, his like smiles, like his facade is just like cracking as you see it. Well, and it's
did
like,
you notice that she goes,
so fucking
she goes,
funny.
Well, I came here looking for something, but I found my Romeo. And then she just left with him.
Dude, Romeo like, to me is the like.
That was incredible.
When I was watching this, I was like, dude, you aren't in control of anything.
No, he was the pencil holder. She stole the pencil holder off of his desk.
He's not making any decisions. He's just like a fucking plastic bag blowing in the wind.
Well, he had been so demoralized by all his bad decisions that he just had nothing left. And he knew like, well, I'm going to go home tomorrow anyway with the roast ceremony. So maybe me and you work out.
Isn't that a Katy Perry lyric?
What?
Plastic bag floating in the wind.
Sounds like one.
I think it is.
I don't know.
But that's Romeo to me. He's just like. You could just literally switch his, like, here you go.
Oh my gosh, that was epic way to end the episode, dude.
Astounding.
Just walks off the bed straight to him and then just says, come home with me. And he's like, okay. Like, what happened?
And she's just like, let's leave. This is not a good place for either of us.
Right. And then she just made that decision. And
he was probably thinking was through legendary. A bunch of things of like,
yeah, like, he's like, ultimately, like, no this one will trust good. Me now because of what I've done.
He's like, this is probably the best thing I could do. But then when, like, they were leaving on just, like, a chill note, and then when she's talking to the producers and she's like, yeah, like, I found my whatever, and he's yeah, like...
He's like, wait, what? We're in like, love now?
Fuck, dude. He's sitting on the daybed with Jacob and Jill when they come back from their date, yeah. And everyone's like, dude, you deserve it so much, Jill. You deserve it. And Romeo's just sitting there like this.
I'm like, oh, wait, that used to be my girl.
And he's sitting there just like, man, I'm so happy when it's just like, dude, the reason she deserves it so much is because you're an idiot.
Wow, I will say, pretty legendary two episodes.
It was good.
It was really good. Like, it did not let up.
No, it didn't disappoint.
First time in a while where there was no lulls. It was just like, bam, bam, look, bam.
I'm not going to mind it if the whole season is like this. I just really don't want any more of these gimmicks.
Dude, I think it's going to be fire because...
I just don't want any more of these things. Like, why are we bringing actual fucking couples onto Paradise?
Now, I understand the gimmick is annoying, and I agree. But at the same time, like, they're bringing the heat. So, like, it does make the gimmicks go down easier. Because the gimmicks happen, but, like, at least the episodes are fire.
I also want Wells to get food poisoning and just go home. I don't want him on anymore. He's too condescending. He thinks he's better than everybody because he married up in the world.
Right. Closing note. I want Jesse's job.
You do?
Yeah. The guy says two words every three episodes. He's chilling on the beach in Mexico, surfing and paddleboarding all day. He's not working, and all he is there to do is introduce someone when they come to the beach.
Yeah, it's true.
And even that, like, it's seconds. He goes, hey Sally, good to see you, you made it. She goes, yeah. He's all right, go ahead. And then he goes back to the beach. Like, he has the best job in the world for this paradise. He's like, dude, he's getting paid to paddleboard.
Mm-hmm.
Paid to paddleboard. That guy's the best job in the world right now. He says three words.
How do we get his job?
Dude, it's incredible.
What's the best?
You got to go on the show, and then you got to be like a person who was on the show. That's kind of seems to be what they're going for. Every host has been a show person. Oh, except for one guy.
How do we
I just want his job.
Might stage a breakup.
Seriously. So
that we can get I on think, as contestants and like then the go idea. Home night one and then try to petition to be like, you know,
I do
Dancing
like the idea
the stars
of Chatty Bros
something.
Being the host. I feel like that would play well.
It would.
They'd love us.
Could you let's just imagine? I'm gonna have a dream sequence like, us in the mansion, and then there's just like me and you welcoming all the contestants on.
I'd just be like, "What's up, dude? How are you guys?"
We could be like good cop, bad copping it.
Yeah. And well, we'd be the producer's worst nightmare too, because they're like, "Here's what we're gonna do," and you're like, "Totally, totally, totally." Anyway, Sally, you good? And they're like, "No, we're trying to destroy your character," and we're like, "No, what's up? How are you? Were the flights? How was it? Was it bad? How was the flight? Good? Oh, cool. That's crazy. You want a Miller Lite?
What were the snacks?
Yeah, what did you have? Did you watch a movie on the plane?
Do you know what they had? Gave me on the Delta flight today.
What?
Gushers.
What?
They had complimentary Gushers.
Gushers.
before boarding.
What?
While getting on the flight, when I gave them my ticket to get me on the plane, they had gushers and chips just up there. And I was like, one, they're like, grab whatever you want. I was like,
not in the Delta lounge, just
no, just right there at the gate. Wow. And then they brought more snacks when we were on the plane.
Dang.
But gushers.
Amazing treat.
Like actual six snacks on the plane. Yeah, I had no imagine if you were a kid.
Oh, you're like, dude, and they're
like, what do you want? Like these shitty cookies or these shitty peanuts or gushers. Fucking Betty Crocker gushers. And you're like, what? You have legit fruit snacks?
That's why Delta's the best airline. No question.
It's
asked.
Literally the best. It has the best in entertainment system.
It's the only airline I take if I can help it. Always Delta.
Evan and I aren't on Delta's payroll, by the way. We're not. Should be.
But dude, I would love, dude, if Delta sponsored Chatty Bros, I do the best
when
ad read of all time.
When the fuck did Delta step their game up? Because I feel years. Like United...
No. Delta's been the best for probably 6-7 years.
I feel like United and American used to be like...
No, American's
there
trash.
Me. Now they're
American's
trash. Now they're trash heaps.
Delta is leaps and bounds.
Delta is luxury, dude.
Delta is way better.
I felt like the seat was roomy.
No, Delta's tons always
of,
the best.
I watched American Graffiti.
If I ever have to fly for clients... I just say like, oh, Delta. Like I just, any Delta flight's fine. Like I do not, like if I have an option, because it's a little more expensive. So like if I'm not paying for it, then I'll take, you know what I mean? Like, but dude, Delta's the best.
It was cheap. It was the cheapest option for me for flying to San Francisco.
It's the best. Well, like we said, if this continues on this way.
It's going to be enjoyable.
Good times, baby. Good times all the way.
Yeah. I mean, like none of the episodes have drug on. It just except... I just am not here for the gimmicks.
I can do without those, but I don't see them ending anytime soon in paradise.
God.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week because next week's when they do the whole swap house thing, so it's going to be dope.
I am excited.
You know, the extra ladies come in.
Whatever the fuck they're doing, I'm excited for.
Light it on fire.
Light it up.
Well, we love you all. Have an amazing weekend with just love and peace and kindness and demons and hauntings and the whole thing.
Demons. Yeah, be safe out there. It's Halloween, guys.
Dude. Seriously, good luck.
Demons are out. I love that.
It's going to be sick. I can't. Let's do a Halloween
episode.
Did you
ever have like a metal voice? If you were to sing
like
my
voice,
heavy metal? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't do the scream thing.
You can't do the... What's like a metal...
Like...
Dude, it's the sickest start.
Peace and love. Bye.